All right, you heard his report on ABC News just a few minutes ago. Alex Stone reporting that buildings are being boarded up. It looks like an impending hurricane, but it's really in anticipation of what could happen following tomorrow's election. And he's on the line with us right now. Alex, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Good morning. Yeah, it really does. As you walk around downtown D.C., the sounds of saws and hammers going that in the numerous hurricanes that we've covered, it has that same feel to it. But it is for tomorrow night, and D.C. police say that they're getting ready for whatever tomorrow night brings. Hopefully it is a calm night, but that they have to be ready as protest groups are vowing to come together tomorrow night. They're actually coming together and banding their money together to put up big TV screens around the White House to watch returns coming in. So it's almost like a traditional election night party that you would normally see for a candidate with people watching the results coming in, except the candidates aren't doing it, but this year BLM is doing it. So they're going to be in the streets, and police are worried about what that's going to be. But from Rhode Island to California to Florida, we're hearing from police departments. They are doing similar. They're canceling days off. A lot of areas are boarding up. They're getting ready, and they're bringing in extra resources just in case, and again, hopefully nothing does happen, but just in case something does tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that makes sense. You want to be prepared for what might happen. It may end up, though, Alex, being anticlimactic. If we don't have a clear winner by the end of tomorrow night, these groups may be setting up 8, 9, 10 o'clock, and, you know, everybody gets tired and goes home before we really know who's won.
Yeah, that would be the best case scenario, and they know that they may be, and some of the protesters, at least here in D.C., say, they may be camping out for days or even weeks. The issue being that here in D.C. and weirdly in Beverly Hills in California, where they're really ramping up, they've had almost daily protests that at times have gotten out of control. And that's why in Beverly Hills, they're doing, I would almost argue, more than what D.C. is doing. They're bringing on an extra SWAT team. They're bringing in 80 armed security guards to augment police, barricades to shut down Rodeo Drive. So you've got it on both coasts. Where there have been pro and anti-Trump protests that have clashed and gotten out of control, that they just don't know what to expect tomorrow night. And then in places like Florida, they've got command posts that they're setting up to watch and make sure there is no civil unrest. And the concern, Paul, about beyond civil unrest, what if there is some other kind of violence tomorrow, of something that, you know, disrupts or tries to at least disrupt things, that they have to be ready to respond to that as well. No threats that we know of, but they've got to be prepared and ready to go.
Alex, how close in D.C., for example, are the two groups that are planning? You mentioned they have sort of an area staked out where they're going to be meeting holding a gathering to watch the returns tomorrow night. How close are they? Is there any threat that one might spill over into the other?
Well, yeah, they're actually going to, well, on the anti-Trump side, they're coming together. It's multiple groups. We don't know on the pro-Trump side. There's nothing that there's been no permit requested. There's no place that they normally gather. So whether or not they will show up, we don't know. The anti-side, the BLM side, they have their own plaza, Black Lives Matter Plaza, here in Washington, about a block from the White House near Lafayette Square. So that is their normal meeting spot. That's where they're going to be meeting tomorrow night. They say they're going to have DJs and food trucks. And, you know, so in some ways it sounds very peaceful early on, but it seems like it usually goes from peaceful to not later on in the night. Now, the White House today is getting an extra layer of fencing, of non-scalable temporary fencing that's going up around the White House, around the ellipse, as the Secret Service wants to add in one more layer of protection, knowing what some of these groups are planning tomorrow night. To make sure they're prepared as well. But again, hopefully tomorrow night we get through the night and we say, wow, that was actually very, very calm. And because we probably won't know a whole lot tomorrow night, that maybe that will calm things down. But you never know.
All right, Alex, we'll keep listening for your reports. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You got it. Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.